I'm Truman.
And I'm Claire.
And we like people.
This week we like Louisa Klassner, who is on the Hillsdale track and field team and a proud member of Kappa Kappa Gamma, the final sorority we have to interview.
Yes.
Rip the men's fraternities. She's also a new Catholic. We'll ask about that. But first, Louisa, how was your Central Hallapalooza?
So Central Hallapalooza, kind of funny story. We had a track meet yesterday all day at Ashland University. Oh. So we got dropped off the bus and literally just went directly to CHP right off the bus. It was like, I think I got there around 8:30 and then met up with my little Kenny and then danced for like 10 minutes, got exhausted and left. So it wasn't super exciting, but I saw Ben Henricks like rap or do whatever. I'm not really
Devil
sure.
Went Down to Georgia.
Yes. And he did amazing. It was fantastic. But yes.
Major shout out to Ben Henricks, our second guest ever. If you needed any more evidence that he was the GOAT, mm-hmm. There we go. But today we're more interested in Louisa Klassner.
You just mentioned your track meet yesterday. How did that go?
It actually went fantastic. So I guess all season, I've been trying to break 14 seconds in the the 100 meter hurdles, and I just broke it. I ran 13.95.
Oh, so good job.
I'm going for the school record. It's 13.75. So we'll see if I can get it.
You can do it.
Oh, what? I think so.
Recently, you were on many people's Instagram stories. There was a little graphic of you. I don't remember why. So why? Why was that? Did you do something good?
Maybe. How recently was it?
Maybe a couple months ago. I think that you broke a record for something.
I did. Well, I broke the indoor record in the 60-meter hurdles.
That's awesome.
Yes. Thank you. It's very exciting.
Have you been doing track since you were in high school, or how did you get into that?
Yeah. So I've done it since first grade.
Wow.
My dad was my coach all throughout, like first grade to when I was in sixth grade. And then I started doing like middle school, high school track, which was affiliated with the school, but it was recreational from a young age. And my dad, he was a hurdler. He hurdled at Michigan for 1 year. And so he's always been kind of my inspiration there. I just like him. I want to follow his footsteps. So
this just in, Louisa likes her dad.
Yes.
That's good.
Shocker.
You laughed and I got scared what you were going to say next. That's fair though. I do like my dad. He's great.
That's good. Shout out Louisa's dad.
Yeah.
So what events do you do?
I'm a hurdler. So I do 100 meter hurdles and then the 400 meter hurdles.
Okay.
But primarily 100 meter hurdles. I'm a short hurdler mostly. Okay. Yeah.
What was it like being recruited to do athletics at Hillsdale? Ben kind of had like a weird story about this.
He's very unique where he's homeschooled and everything. So
what was your experience like?
As a normie public schooler who somehow made it into Hillsdale College.
Yes, somehow, by the grace of God. My experience was I originally wanted to go to like a big school. Like I was going to go to like South Carolina or University of Cincinnati. And then my parents were like, you have to check out Hillsdale. I was like, okay, fine. You know, appease the parents. And it was a D2 school, so it was like the only D2 school I was talking to. I guess I wasn't talking to any big D1 schools about running there, and they were like, oh, it's D2, maybe you could run here. So I reached out to the Coach Folly, and I was like, okay, like I was good enough in high school to like run on the team, but I wasn't like the best athlete. So they're like, oh, we'll let you on, and like weren't offering me any scholarship money or anything. And then Coach Folly just like, after talking to me, just was like, you need to come to Hillsdale. Like, you are the perfect fit. Like, you just need to be here. And so he called me like weekly or like bi-weekly and would just call me and be like, you need to come to Hillsdale. Like, I don't even care if you run, like, just come to Hillsdale, please. I think you really like it here. And thank God I listened to him. So he was recruiting me and he recruited me pretty hardcore just because he knew I would love the school and like secondhand be on the track team. But he actually recruited me to be a multi, which is a heptathlete, pentathlete, which is 5 different events or 7 different events, depending on the season you're in. And I did that for 1 year here. Was terrible. I had to do a shot put, which I'm sure looking at me, you can imagine was not very good at that. The throwing events kind of got me. So I wasn't scoring any points in the throwing events. And so they were like, okay, we're going to make you just a hurdler. And luckily that's been better for me. But yeah, I honestly thank Coach Volley for why I'm here.
That's good.
Yeah.
Speaking of overcoming hurdles and Hillsdale College, you are listening to Truman and Claire Like People on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. What's your favorite, like, stereotype for a Hillsdale athlete that you have to listen to people say?
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe not for track. I haven't heard that many track stereotypes in my time here. I could make some.
And I haven't heard any baseball stereotypes, period. Because no one knows they exist.
Yeah, the elusive baseball team.
I would love to hear your track stereotypes. If you can think of any, that'd be so... I'll just make some up.
Those track kids, and they're always sitting at that one table.
That's true. That, we do have a table.
That's prime real estate. Yeah. Yes. You take it.
Yeah. Justin Dowdy, that rascally scalawag. Yeah. Ne'er-do-well.
Yes.
Alex Mitchell, that guy. God, he runs so fast. What's he running from? His past?
Matrimony? Just kidding. I love Elizabeth Troutman. I think they're a very adorable couple.
Me too. I thought they were siblings for like a full year.
But the best couples are like that, yeah. Aren't they? It's kind of the kind of siblings are dating kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's
that's
cute.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. The best siblings are not like that.
Let's hope not. Track stereotypes, but athlete stereotypes. I think athletes view themselves differently from like the rest of the school. I've talked to Caleb Holm about this a little bit. Like athletes kind of view themselves a certain way, and then like the rest of the school, like, I don't know. Like, I think athletes were kind of like, oh, like I'm an athlete. And then like the rest of the school's like, whatever, you're an athlete, you know, which I don't know if that's a stereotype, but I guess like, what are the stereotypes you guys have experienced?
Like in our personal experiences, either like a Kayo or an independent.
No, like the ones that we hear about.
Or of maybe like of athletes. I guess I can't think of any off the top of my head.
That they're stupid.
Well, it's either, it's like rapidly two different things, I feel like. It's either that it's like athletes are dumb or all of them are STEM people and are like really smart.
Oh, they're all exercise science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like biochem. Like a lot of them want to go to med school.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess like football players.
Yes. It's very,
it's a big spectrum.
It's a huge spectrum. I guess like the track team, because there's girls and guys, it's like a different,
that's true.
It feels like a different vibe, maybe. I don't know. And I feel like we try to like branch out, maybe.
Yeah. You guys aren't as cliquey as some of the other teams, I feel like.
I would say so. But I will say about the track team that's kind of weird is like, it's own ecosystem. Like within the track team, a lot of people date each other, which is interesting. And we talk about it a lot. Like everybody just kind of dates each other on the track team, which is a good sign. It means like there's good people on the track team. But yeah, it's kind of interesting the way that that works. Like everybody just dates each other.
Yeah. Have you ever dated anyone on the track team?
I'm actually currently dating somebody who was on the track team. Oh. Yes. Oh. Yes.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout track out. Team. Shout out track team for... Yeah. And I'm in two of my friends, two weddings I'm in this summer are two people, or all four people were on the track team together. Wow. Oh. Yeah.
Louisa, you're originally from Ohio.
Yes.
Correct? Cincinnati?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Ohio sometimes gets a bad rap.
It does.
For people, just because. I mean, obviously, I think it's terrible, just because.
Where are you from?
Missouri.
Oh, what? That's worse. I mean, I don't actually know. I've never been there.
Calling all Missouri haters. Yeah. We hate Truman.
I won't deny it. I'm kidding. I love Missouri. No, but Ohio just kind of gets a bad rap for some reason. I have some friends who are from Ohio who really love it.
Yeah.
Jacob Carson's from Ohio, originally, right? Yeah. John Lanning, who is married to Elena Nabrowski.
Yes.
He's a proud Cincinnatian.
I just met him this summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, great guy.
Great guy.
So can you comment more on Ohio, why it might be good, actually, if you think it is? Cincinnati in particular?
Pitch it.
Okay. So here's what I'll say is Cincinnati is not like the rest of Ohio. Cincinnati it's unique. It's kind of like, it's urban, it's fun, it's youthful. It's kind of like hipstery a little bit, maybe a little liberal, and that's okay. But I will say it's different than the rest of Ohio. And like you get like with Ohio, it's really kind of a weird place because you have these three big cities, right? Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. And then you just have like farmland, and it's like very like rural, but then there's like these really big cities that it's a cool mixture of people, and Cincinnati specifically just has a lot in it. There's like a lot going on. P&G is, or Pub, not Pub and Grub, Procter and Gamble is based P P&G is headquartered in Cincinnati.
Have I been going to Procter & Gamble every Wednesday night for this karaoke?
This whole time. Yeah.
Yeah, Procter & Gamble has the best karaoke. but anyways, so Procter & Gamble, which is like a multinational company, Kroger's based out of there. Like these huge companies. Pub & Grub, yep. Headquartered in Cincinnati, famously. Yeah, so it's these big like hubs are based out of Cincinnati. So that's cool. And then my dad always used to say you can get anywhere from Cincinnati in like a day. Like you, if you drive for a day, you can get anywhere on like the eastern side of the U.S., which is great.
Yeah, I mean, I like Skyline Chili.
Yes. You know,
that's good.
Yes. That's rare, actually, like, that you would like that.
I liked John Lanning's Skyline Chili.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
I like the Bengals, Joe Burrow.
Yeah, who doesn't like Joe Burrow?
I thought you were talking about the band, and I was like, are they from Cincinnati?
I like them too, I'll admit.
I'll just start claiming things that aren't from Cincinnati.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj is from Cincinnati.
Gandhi is from Cincinnati, actually.
George Washington from Cincinnati.
Yes. Larry P. Arn.
Larry Arn, Cincinnati, born and raised.
Wow, let's hear it for Cincinnati folks.
Yeah.
Louisa, I think you... Okay, we had Nathan Bly on the show earlier, who also joined the One True Church this year.
Yes.
I am, of course, referring to Pastor Jim's Bible Church, established by Pastor Jim himself, who was persecuted by Constantine. He put the true Bible... in the form of golden tablets, buried it. What do you have to say about your experience joining the church?
Okay. What I will say is that Catholics love when you become Catholic, which is, it's like, obviously Christians love when you become Christian, but it's like, I think it's because it's a specific sect of like Christianity and like, it's all kind of the same. It's people that like Catholics are just stoked when you're becoming Catholic. That was like my favorite thing to tell Catholics was that I was becoming Catholic. I loved it.
I will say this as a cradle Catholic, I love it depending on the person that's becoming Catholic.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah.
Like, don't join our club if you're
Well, it's weird. Like, I don't want to be told things by someone that's new, but also I know very little. Jacob put it perfectly. There's this meme that's like, cradle Catholics be like, I'm pretty sure we're not supposed to, like, commit acts of violence. And then it's like, RCIA Catholics be like, and it's like, well, according to the doctrine of this council in 1974, women should drive.
Yes. Okay. All right.
But I'm glad that you two joined.
Thank you. Okay.
Louisa, what were you growing up?
I was, it's kind of like a weird mixture of things, but I was kind of raised non-denom, and then I kind of like fell away. Was like, I called myself like agnostic, but I was in seventh grade, so like, I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
In seventh grade.
Haven't we all been there?
And then I, in high school, kind of like refound Jesus and then started going non-denom, and then I went Baptist while I was here, and then kind of like a slow progression to the Catholic Church.
So other than Jesus and running, you are also a Kappa.
Yes, I am.
And those are like the only three things that matter in life.
Right.
Jesus, you know? Running, and Kappa.
Those are my three.
I mean, as Catholics, we have to say Mary somewhere in there.
Yeah, and also Mary. What do you think is awesome sauce about Kappa? We've like kind of had promos for the other two, so give us some of that.
Oh, man. I just love... I loved being a Kappa. I think... The women that were in the sorority really helped me grow as a person. I think I became like a better woman because of the women that I was surrounded by in Kappa. And that's ultimately what I want. Like what I wanted out of a sorority was just to join and like have these people accept me and love me. And like, also I think the biggest thing was like, they saw something in me and they wanted me to cultivate it and they helped me cultivate it. And like, it really helped me grow my confidence and become very womanly and true and all the things that you want to be as a woman. Yeah.
I'm sure you have some of these. Do you have any favorite things that people outside of Kappa will tell you is a thing that you do inside of Kappa? Like, for example, my big favorite is that Kaios kill owls during initiation.
Oh, yes.
That was told to me once as I was joining, and I was like, I really don't think that's true. And it's not.
It was true, would you have still joined?
Well, at that point, I'm in the room.
Oh,
during initiation,
I'm
face to face. It's self defense,
right?
So
you got to do it.
At that point, I would probably have to. But
what if you just killed Christy Noem's dog?
I guess I could do that. Do you have any owl killing favorites of Kappa?
Okay. Well, I guess being on a track team with, like, there's a lot of people who'd be like, oh, like, you're in a sorority. It's kind of, like, weird. And so they'll be like, oh, like, like, you do, like, the blood sacrifice, which is, like, so aggressive. We do. I'm just going to say public announcement. We do not do a blood sacrifice in Kappa.
We can't speak for Pi Phi, but at least.
Ask Kaylee.
Yeah, we'll have Kaylee back on to clear up whether or not they do blood sacrifices.
Do you do blood sacrifices? Yes. So that's one. And I think, I mean, obviously it's a joke. Like, yeah, that's not true. But yeah, I think the blood sacrifice thing is probably the biggest one. Mm-hmm. There's, like, there was this, like, allegation that, like, we had to, like, you had to, like the marble thing.
Say no more. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I was on Yodel during that time.
So funny
Truman
story about that.
Propagated the myth.
No, I did not do that one. Just like with Hillsdank, I was also wholesome on Yodel, relatively speaking.
That, I don't know if that was wholesome, but. So the thing with the marble thing was, like, the person who would, like, do the marbles, like, that would have had to be me because I was the new member chairman when that lie got spread. And so everybody's like, are you, like, do you do the marble? Like, are you the marble pusher or whatever? I don't even know what you would call that job. I got accused of that. Not, like, genuinely, that's, but, yeah, you know.
That's crazy that you were behind the marbles.
I was behind the marbles. That was me.
Louisa, you're a poly-econ major, correct?
Yes.
All right. What are you going to do with this very real major you have post-graduation?
Yeah. Oh, it's so fair. I honestly... Okay, it sounds better to employers. Like, people here think it's, like, not legit, but employers would be like, oh, it's an economics degree. I'm like, uh-huh, yeah, sure. You take whatever you want from that. certainly not, but I actually am thinking of either going into sales or event coordinating, which have nothing to do with political economy. So,
but, okay, you know, schmoozing.
Yeah, schmoozing.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of Hillsdale College. What's your favorite course you've taken for poly-econ? Like, more history, econ, ooh, politics?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I probably like my history classes the most, but I will say my favorite class was probably politics and the family, which was, like, it was a class taught by Dr. West, and I think he taught it for, like, 2 years, and then they wouldn't let him teach it anymore, or, like, they told him to stop or something. Hmm. I don't know. But, yeah, it was, like, it was really interesting. So we went through how, like, ancient Greece kind of saw politics in the family to, like, now, and, like, how, like, kind of divorce laws and, like, just, like, feminism, like, the new wave feminism and all that kind of stuff, how that changed.
That's super interesting.
Yeah, politics, political climate. It was really interesting.
Nice. So we're going to move on to some rapid fire questions.
Okay. Should I be worried?
No. Maybe. No.
Hard hitting rapid fire
questions. Oh, I'm scared.
You have to kill someone. Who is it? Oh. No, that's not.
To kill an owl. What animal would you kill?
Which owl? The one from Harry Potter? That's the only Hedwig? Owl I know. I know one owl. That's it.
This just in, folks. Louisa Klasner would kill Hedwig if given the option.
That was such a leading question. What other owls are there?
Barn owls?
Yeah, barn owls.
They're cute, though. They had, like, the moon face, right?
That's true. She wouldn't kill a barn owl.
Yeah. Owl from Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
Oh, he, yeah.
Actually, yeah, he's kind of annoying.
Yeah. In terms of the worst axed Winnie the Pooh characters, it's probably him. Louisa, who is, other than yourself, your favorite couple on campus?
Oh, okay. Ben Henricks and his girlfriend, Claire.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Henricks is a stellar guy, and I'm very close with, Claire Hipkins' sister, Nola. Oh, and she just speaks so highly of Claire. I've never actually really talked to Claire, like, a whole lot, but I just feel like any girl that Ben Henricks is dating
has to be great.
Has to be great, and I'm sure they're a wonderful couple.
Yeah.
I, like, without even seeing it, I just know in my heart, yeah, it's a good couple.
All the couples you do know are like, what the hell?
I know, they're probably going to hear this and be like, what the heck? But it's Ben Henricks, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
This is basically just a Ben Henricks promotion podcast at this point.
It always is.
Louisa, what's the worst grade you've ever gotten at Hillsdale? Like final grade for a class?
Mm-hmm. C-. I know.
Yeah.
What class?
Accounting.
You're worse than Truman and I. We've both gotten 3 C's.
Let's go.
Never a C minus.
Damn. That's
financial.
So No, what's the first? There's like accounting.
Yeah, yeah, financial accounting followed by managerial accounting.
See, I got a C minus because I didn't even know what class I was taking.
Okay.
The final just said, what's the name of this course? And you were like, oh.
C minus. Yeah.
If you could make any two dorms on campus co-ed, force the residents to live with each other, which two dorms would it be?
Whitley and Needfelt. Just because, like, oh, that
two
would be
boys,
such...
gay dorm.
I have to combine two, like, yes, a women's yes. dorm and a... Oh, co-ed. I see. Okay, I misunderstood the question. That's my bad.
It's a good answer, though.
But
the one
did
you gave.
Misunderstand? As a Whitley alum, I kid.
Oh, you're a Whitley alum? Mm-hmm.
Simpson, Whitley Suites, off campus.
Wow, what a progression. Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. Okay, I'll do Whitley then, so you because you're a representative yep. here. Mm-hmm. We'll say Whitley and... What are the women's dorms?
So
like Mac, old. Okay, what if you did like Olds and Whitley and just see what happens?
Yeah. Good. We forgot to make up beef with someone.
Okay.
Okay, let's do this in a rapid fire one.
Who's a really universally well-liked man?
There are no men on campus.
You famously, Jacob Moore and his baby were walking down the street and... You heckled them, you yelled at him, you called him a dirty ginger, if I recall. What prompted that?
I just, man, it's the hair. it's the ginger hair. Mm-hmm. I just simply can't. I mean, and he has that baby. I mean, what the hell? The baby and the hair, I just, yeah. It was too much for me. I heckled them. Mm-hmm. Yep, right on the sidewalk there. Just, yeah. Made me so angry.
That makes sense.
I think it's like the fiery red, like enraged me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Truman.
Yeah.
On a scale from tomato to pineapple, how much did you like this podcast? Pineapple's the good one in this scenario.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Yeah.
Tomato, I've never really liked ketchup. I like other tomato-based products.
Okay.
I'll give Louisa... What else would be on the scale? This is so difficult.
You just have to
like
pick
fruits.
One. Yeah.
You know what? Blueberry. Okay. I love blueberries.
That's
they're great.
Sweet.
Berries and cream.
Good.
I would say I give this a tart cherry juice,
oh.
which I really enjoy.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
I'm Truman.
And I'm Claire.
And we like people.
Goodbye.